Ancient towering redwoods, lush plant life, and an overall calming atmosphere beckon close to 1 million parkgoers a year to Muir Woods. The problem is, nearly all of them drive to the park. Howard Lovett is a spokesman for the Golden Gate National Recreational Area, or GGNRA, which manages the park. He says the parking and traffic issues at Muir Woods are hitting a peak.
People are hustling around for parking. People were parking along Redwood Creek in inappropriate places, parking along roadsides, walking in the roadway, very unsafe.
But a plan to combat congestion at the park is unfolding, slowly. A huge part of the project centers on establishing a parking and shuttle reservation system.
And that means that instead of everybody hitting predictably at 10 in the morning on a beautiful weather weekend, you'll have your reservation and you'll know when that reservation is, and that will automatically moderate traffic along the roads and reduce congestion tremendously.
The plan to reduce traffic and better manage visitation is a joint effort between Marin County, the GGNRA, California State Parks, and local communities. As part of it, the county plans to eliminate 80 roadside parking spaces at Muir Woods this month. Marin County Supervisor Steve Kenzie says this reduction could mean even more traffic jams in the area.
This year is going to be a very challenging year, and I'm encouraging, and we are encouraging visitors, whether they be from the region locally or elsewhere, to seriously consider visiting other Redwood parks this summer.
Other initiatives include the installation of parking status reader boards along Highway 1 and the hiring of more parking enforcement rangers. But some people that live in the community say changes aren't coming fast enough. Kristen Shannon is the co-chair of the Mount Tam Task Force, a group dedicated to preserving Muir Woods. She says the traffic is a health hazard.
Right now, neither ambulances nor fire trucks can get through the gridlock fast enough to respond to fires or to get a heart attack victim to the hospital in the 45-minute time zone that might protect that person's chance of surviving.
Shannon says she first started noticing overcrowding near Muir Woods and a creek home to endangered coho salmon about 20 years ago.
The intention was to preserve it for multiple generations. If too many people are pushed through Muir Woods, it's simply not sustainable in terms of the health of the salmon streams and the redwoods.
GGNRA spokesman Howard Lovett says the parking reservation system is expected to kick in late next year. So while Muir Woods remains the number one park destination in Marin County, locals may want to reconsider visiting this particular grove of redwoods for at least another year.
It's a spectacular place. It's a peaceful place. Some people liken it to a sacred place. And we believe that if we can improve the arrival experience so that that isn't a tension builder, it'll open people to enjoy the majesty of Muir Woods even more.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.